The Word of Faith Netcast is on the air.
Well, praise the Lord, this is Dr. Bill Bailey, and this is the Word of Faith Netcast. I'm sure glad you could join us for another Netcast today. We're going to be talking about some exciting things from the Word of God. Before we get into that, though, I want to talk to you about SpeakFaith.tv. We've got some really exciting things to mention about SpeakFaith.tv, and that is that we have updated it. It has officially been approved by Roku, so the Roku channel for SpeakFaith.tv is now officially updated with all the new images and all the new programs, and we have some new programs out there for you. We have Andrew Womack's program. We have Joyce Meyer's program. We now have Rick Ritter back again. He was on for a while, and he went off, and now he's back on. Lynn and Kathy Mink's daily program is out there. And, of course, all the others that we had already, which include Faith and Victory Church, Pastor Ed Taylor, our program, this particular netcast, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, Jerry Seville Ministries, Larry Ollison Ministries, Agape Faith Church with Pastor J.B. Whitfield, the Force of Faith program with Dr. Larry Hutton, World Outreach Church with Pastor Mark Brzee and his wife Janet, both pastor the church there in at Word of Faith World Outreach Center, or not Word of Faith World Outreach Center, but World Outreach Center is the name of their church, in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Then we have Bishop Keith A. Butler with Live Your Faith. We have Pastor Mac Hammond with The Winner's Way. As I mentioned, Rick Ritter is back. Lynn and Kathy Mink. West Coast Life Church, Pastor Ray Gene Wilson. And then Joyce Meyer, Andrew Womack, and Reverend Joe Morris with the End of Days Update. Then we also have over on the audio side a new audio program, which is Keith Moore's services from Faith Life Church. So I'm really excited about that. We could get his video programs. He doesn't have an RSS feed that I could tap into for his video programs, but we do have his audio version of his programs. So all in all, I encourage you to go out and check the website. The website I've been referring to as I've been talking to you about this is speakfaith.tv on the World Wide Web. And so if you go there, you could see the video side and the audio side and see how it works. So I encourage you to check that out. And if you don't have a Roku device, go ahead and look into getting a Roku device. If you go to the webpage for speakfaith.tv, there is a banner in the upper right-hand corner that you could click on. That will take you to Roku.com, where you can get a Roku device to be able to get the program. And then the SpeakFaith.tv channel is completely free. So you just subscribe to that and you are hooked in and can watch all of the programs that I mentioned on SpeakFaith.tv. So very good opportunity for you to hear the Word of God and receive from the Word of God and these great teachers every day you can tune in. The Rick Ritter program is a daily program. Every single day there's a new one that gets posted out there. So they're pretty small programs. They're just a few minutes. But he shares teachings from the Greek language, and it is really, really good teaching. So I encourage you to check that out. And, of course, Word of Faith Radio, WFR.org. As it says there on the screen, go check that out. Great speakers on Word of Faith Radio. Big things are happening there. And as I say, listenership is up. Talked about that last time. The Healing Station, listenership is also up. People are listening to the Healing Station. It's very beneficial. I like to listen to it actually all night. I turn it on, and when I go to bed, it's actually playing in the background all night long so I can meditate on the Word of God concerning healing. So it's really, really useful for that. Praise the Lord. Well, let's get into the Word. We're going to talk about a scripture that's very familiar to a lot of folks out there. Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. You've probably quoted this scripture before or heard it quoted before. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. A lot of people quote that scripture, and they stand on that scripture, and they believe God is meeting my need. And it's a powerful scripture. And it is particularly powerful when you look at the word need here in the Greek. I'm going to zoom in on it here in Strong's and pull up this Greek word, the meaning of this Greek word, because it's amazing and fascinating to me what it means. And it will really help a lot of you. There are probably some of you that are actually in the position to need this information from Philippians 4:19. There we go. It is the Greek word charia. Charia, I believe I'm pronouncing that close to correctly. And it means, here's the thing, it means employment. Employment, that is, by implication, occasion, demand, requirement, or it can be translated business, or having your need met. It does mean what it's translated as in the King James, which is need. But basically, we can look at it as your need of employment. If you're out there looking for a job, this is the scripture to stand on. Because this is specifically talking about meeting your financial need. But very often, that need will be met by you having a job. Matter of fact, the Word of God says very plainly that if you don't work, you shouldn't eat. That's tough on a lot of folks. They don't want to hear that. Well, yeah, what about the government providing for me? Well, you ought to be working to supply your need as well as believing God to supply your need. And He will supply your need of employment. So you can work and you can earn a living and you can work to have to give to those that are in need. See, that's really our purpose for working a secular job, a regular job, that is to have to give, to be a tither and to be a giver. You say, I thought I was to meet my needs, Dr. Bill. Well, that's just a side benefit. Because if you meet other folks' needs, if you give to the church, if you're a tither and a giver, what does Luke 6:38 say? Give it, it shall be given unto you, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give unto your bosom. So people will give to you if you give abundantly of what you have. So you ought to be working to have to give. Work to have seed to sow. And then the seed you sow will grow and mature and develop. And you'll have your needs met by what you sow, praise the Lord. That's the way it's supposed to work. But now, I wanted to get into this because this is something that a lot of people have missed from this scripture. And that is, let's back up a little bit here in Philippians chapter 4 and go to verse 10. Because we're talking about giving and receiving here in relationship to your need being met. Let's see what Paul says here to the church there at Philippi. Verse 10, but I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that how at the last your care of me hath flourished again, wherein you were also careful, but you lacked opportunity. Now he's talking about that they lacked opportunity to give to him. He wasn't physically present. He wasn't able to receive offerings from them. But they cared for him. They wanted to help supply his need, to give to him. So he said, you didn't have opportunity. But he goes on to say in verse 11, not that I speak in respect of want. I'm not asking you to give because I want for anything. For I have learned in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. I know how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. That's another scripture that's very commonly quoted, often quoted. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. We talked about that last time, as a matter of fact, that He provides us strength, but we have to confess that strength, praise the Lord. Notwithstanding, you have done well, this is verse 14, that you did communicate with me with my affliction. Now, the word affliction here is the Greek word thlipsis. It means pressure. Paul was under some financial pressure. Now, he said, whether it's in abounding or in suffering lack, I know how to do both. And I know how to have my needs met. And I'm okay no matter what situation I'm in. But he knew they wanted to give to him. So he said, notwithstanding, you've done well. You did communicate with me, or you gave into my ministry to help with my pressure. He was under this pressure. Now, you Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when he started preaching the word of God, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me concerning giving and receiving, but ye only. Now, think about that. There are a lot of churches that were in Macedonia, which is a region there. But none of them communicated with Paul concerning giving and receiving. Nobody contributed to his ministry except this church at Philippi. So he was commending them for helping supply his need through giving when they had the desire to give to his ministry. All right, for even in Thessalonica, in other words, when he left Philippi, he left Macedonia, he went to Thessalonica, you sent once and again unto my necessity. Again, not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit may abound to your account. He knew that as they gave, fruit would abound to their account. Because as you give, that's how you receive. Notice he said, nobody communicated with me concerning giving and receiving, but ye only. A lot of people give into ministries, but they don't stand in faith to receive from the seed they've sown. You need to stand in faith to believe to receive from your giving. Praise the Lord. Now, he goes on to say here, not because I desire gift, I desire fruit may abound to your account, but I have all, I abound, I am full, having received of Epaphroditus, the things which were sent from you, an odor of sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God. So this church in Philippi sent this guy, Epaphroditus, to give the offerings that they had taken up for Paul. And it helped meet Paul's need. Paul said he was under pressure financially. He had a need. He called it my affliction or my pressure. He also said in verse 16, give to my necessity. He had to have financial support. But none of the other churches were giving to his ministry except this church at Philippi. It's to this church, after they gave this, that the next verse is, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. There's a lot of people that are quoting verse 19, but they're not doing what verses 10 through 18 say to do. They're not givers. They're trying to be receivers without being givers. So Paul is saying, you guys, even when nobody was giving to my ministry in this region, you guys gave to my ministry. You helped supply my need. And because of that, my God shall supply all your need, including your need of employment, because that's what that word in the Greek says, according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Now unto God and our Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's verse 20 of Philippians 4. So don't try to stand on verse 19 until you've done what the other verses say, which is give. You need to be a tither, which means you need to give 10% of your income to your local church. That's your local storehouse. That's where you give it. And then you need to be a giver, which means you give beyond that 10%. And as being a giver, remember Luke 6:38 says, give and it shall be given to you again, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give unto your bosom. So Paul was a giver, obviously. He was a tither. He was a giver. He gave, and therefore the church at Philippi gave unto him and helped meet his need, helped supply his want. Now he said, I'm not commending you because I desire something. I'm not asking you to give because I desire anything. I've learned to abound no matter what. I'm going to have my needs supplied no matter what. But I am excited about the fact that you're giving because you'll receive back. It will help you supply your need because you're a giver. He knew the principle. That's the bottom line. He knew the principle that was at work here. He knew that as givers, they could stand on the word of God and believe to receive. They communicated with him concerning giving and receiving. So, what I wanted to point out to you today is, don't try to stand on Philippians 4:19 unless you've met the qualifications. And the qualifications are, be a tither, be a giver, stand on the word of God, believe to receive. That's how it works. That's how you function in this scriptural principle of giving and receiving. There's a lot of folks that are givers, and they enjoy giving, but they're not very good receivers. They don't receive gracefully. Matter of fact, I've heard a lot of people try to tell you, oh, no, you don't give to me. No, no, no. I won't take anything you're offering me. Well, you're not being a receiver. You've got to learn to graciously receive. Now, don't be flippant about it. Don't be, don't take it for granted and belittle it by any means. But be a willing, humble receiver of what people offer you and give you as they are prompted by the Lord. See, the Lord is using them to supply and meet your need. So don't try to cut that receiving part out. And a lot of people do. I know a lot of good folks. But matter of fact, my parents, they were givers. Oh my goodness, they lived the giving lifestyle. They were constantly giving, constantly helping people, constantly meeting people's needs. But they had a hard time learning to receive. God had to work double time to get them a financial blessing because they just didn't want to receive. You can't be like that. Don't cut short your blessings by being hard to receive. Make it easy for folks to give to you. Be grateful, be gracious, be kind, but go ahead and receive, knowing it's going to ultimately bless them. Because as they give, they believe to receive the return. That's how the system works. That's how God's financial system works for folks. And it's important that you do that. It's important that you learn how to give. And it's important that you learn how to receive. Because if you'll do that, you'll keep the system flowing. Keep it working. And really, that's the way it ought to work, because as you plant seed, think of it as a natural farmer. A natural farmer plants seed, and then he harvests, and he takes part of the seed of the harvest and plants it to receive the next harvest. And he keeps that going, that process. And it's the same thing when it comes to finances for Christians. You keep planting, you keep receiving. You keep planting, you keep receiving. The Word of God says to give, put it out there until it's going out on every wave, and then it comes back to you on every wave. Jenny Grind had a great song about that, talking about it going out, the finances going out on every wave and coming back, praise the Lord. And that's based on the Word of God. I tell you what, you need to learn this principle. God's wanting to get it to you. God's wanting to bless you. But you got to work within the financial system that he's instituted. Praise the Lord. Well, I trust you got something out of this today. Praise God. I believe it was the Word of God. Therefore, it'll be a ministry to you. You can go ahead and write me here at our address, Word of Faith Ministries, P.O. Box 5213, 5213, High Point, North Carolina, the zip code 27262. Go ahead and write me at that address, which is there on the screen. You can also write me at my email address, drbill@wofm.org. I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to hear how the program, what it means to you, and that you really enjoy it, because that's a blessing to hear from the folks out there. As I said, check out speakfaith.tv with all the new programs. Check out Word of Faith Radio. Great opportunities to receive from the Word of God. Remember, until next time, to fulfill the Word of God.
The Word of Faith Netcast is brought to you by Word of Faith Ministries and our partners around the world.